This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
Next week, the Melbourne City Council is going to have...
No, it's actually the 16th.
Oh, it's the week after, is it?
That's when the dinner you're not coming to.
Yes, I'm afraid I am busy that night. But... Melbourne City Council, hosted by our wonderful Lord Mayor Sally Capp, are going to have an event where they're going to celebrate a series of inspiring people and organisations who help to create what's called a better Melbourne through work. And they actually are going to have seven awards that they're going to give out. So there's a hospitality category, a health and wellbeing category, a community category, an environment category, an Aboriginal Melbourne category, arts and events category, and an urban design category.
That's pretty broad.
It is pretty broad, and they're all about trying to create Melbourne a better workplace. Now, we've actually got two of the finalists here in the studio, Macca.
Exciting.
Two of the finalists. We've got one of the finalists from the Health and Community, the Health and Wellbeing Award. Little Dreamers is the name of the organisation, and Madeline is here to speak with us about that. Madeline, good morning to you.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. So it's Madeline Buchner?
Buckner. I'll take anything,
really. So sorry about that.
It happens all the time.
And we also have Aishna here from Salam Fest, which is part of the community category. And Aisha is representing a Muslim arts festival group. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And great to have you both in the studio.
Fantastic to be here. Yeah.
Now,
how exciting to be nominated.
Oh, it's an absolute
honor.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know who's won yet, but, you know, just to be nominated, that is a huge honor. You must feel really proud personally and, you know, in your organisations.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. So, Madeline, start with you. What does your thing do?
So Little Dreamers is Australia's leading non-profit organisation working to support young carers in our community. So 1 in 10 kids in our community grow up as unpaid carers in their family. And most of the time these kids don't call themselves carers. I definitely didn't when I grew up caring for my brother and my mum. And so Little Dreamers was founded 10 years ago to provide support and help to improve the quality of life for our young carers.
Wow.
In our community.
And what's your role?
I'm the CEO
and
the founder, but CEO is just a really fancy title,
I think.
I have an incredible team that does the things.
Good on you, Madeline. And Aishna, what about yourself? Tell us about Salam Fest.
So Salam Fest is a celebration of Muslim contributions with the wider community. And it came about as a creative response to Islamophobia. Muslims are 31% of people interviewed by the Scanlon Foundation found that they had anti-Muslim sentiments. And so we thought...
So 1%?
31%. Actually, it's sitting at 24 or 26%, 13% according to them is acceptable. So it's Muslims are probably one of the most discriminated communities. So we thought, well, that's probably a lack of awareness. So we said, let's do it in the best way Melbourne knows. Let's celebrate our contributions. And we started in 2015. We've had now 4 festivals. And our satisfaction rating has grown from 86% to 91% last time. And we have people, like we have the Whirling Dervishes. We have a Sufi Qawwali ensemble from the subcontinent. We have music, dancers, food. I think we celebrate in the best way Melbourne knows how to celebrate.
Hmm. And what's your role with Salaam Fest?
So I founded Salaam Fest, and I also heard the team of crazy people that are part of Salaam Fest. And I think it's a group of very passionate people believing in a higher cause and working towards it. We are all volunteers, so it's a 100% volunteer organization. We stretch a dollar goes to $100 in value. The contribution from our team, our volunteers, it's actually outstanding.
Wow, amazing. So how does it feel for both of you to have been nominated for these awards?
I mean, it's incredible to have people shining a light on small charities and small organisations and large organisations and really across the spectrum, especially for young carers who are often overlooked and I guess missed in our communities.
Well, they'd often be invisible, wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Because, and I must admit, I know there are young carers, but I think more about older, people, older adults being the carers. So, the fact that there are so many young carers out there and they're invisible.
Yeah, exactly. There's 2 to 3 in every classroom across the country.
Wow.
And you think about the fact that when I was at school, I didn't think anyone knew or would ever understand what I was going through. And when I graduated, not long after I graduated, I found out that 2 people in my homeroom class were also young carers, and I didn't understand why we never spoke about it, and we were friends. And it's just kind of something that people think is normal in your family, or it's just what you do, so it's not necessarily something that you speak about.
So you said, that you didn't really speak about it. Why is that? What is the, amongst young carers, and you said, okay, there was a couple in each class, but you didn't really talk about it. Why is that?
There's a few reasons. So some of it goes to a fear of stigma, a fear of bullying. Some of it goes down to protecting your family and wanting to kind of keep them close to you.
Yep.
Other kids are afraid of child protection, depending on their caring role. And other people just don't think of it as something that is out of the ordinary. Mm. So why do you need to speak about it with your family? And of course, where we do have young carers who are caring for someone with a mental illness or a drug or alcohol addiction, there is a huge community stigma still around that. Mm. So I guess to have young carers and Little Dreamers recognised in the Melbourne Awards, it's people starting to recognise and starting to shine a light on this group of young people that need as much recognition as they can get.
Good on you. Sounds fantastic, Madeline. And what about yourself, Aisha?
So Melbourne is very integral to who we are. It's part of our DNA. And we didn't realize it fully till we actually went overseas. We were invited to present the Salaam Fest model to ICCS at this conference on social cohesion by the Singaporean president. And that's where we had this UN official who said Salaam Fest is the most creative and innovative response she had seen to Islamophobia. There was an academic from Montreal who said, this is not a festival, this is a movement, so connect with global movements. And what we realized the more we went outside Melbourne or outside Australia, how special Melbourne actually is, what we've got here. You can't really, even in capital cities in Australia, let alone, other countries. And we went in an interfaith group to Jerusalem, and people looked at us as if we were the 8th wonder of the world. That made us realize that we have something special in Melbourne, and if we can inspire someone outside, that's going to be fantastic. And City of Melbourne has been integral, right from the beginning in us growing to where we are in terms of advice, in terms of support. Like, just to give you an idea, yesterday we hit a roadblock, as you do when you're a small organization. I just called up one of the people and they helped. They just gave advice on a day off. So it's been, Melbourne is very much part of our DNA, and I think it reflects in the festival itself.
And I mean, City of, Melbourne, and has always been an incredibly supportive organisation and very engaged with its community. And certainly that's only, got better and at a much greater level under current Lord Mayor Sally Capp. If you win, what do you get? Do you get a trophy? Do you get money? What do you get?
I don't think it even matters what we get. I think it's just, for us, it's just about that acknowledgement.
Well said, Madeline.
Yeah.
Well said.
That's I mean, trophies are nice.
Yeah.
I think it's more about the acknowledgement more than anything else that someone out there believes that you're working hard and that you're breaking down barriers and that you're trying your best and that deserves some acknowledgement or recognition.
So with both of you, any plans, you know, that, you know, to enlarge this or take it, you know, to other places?
Well, I mean, I think... and also, if I can add another question to that, if any of our listeners want to connect with you in any way, is that possible? And I'm going to throw one more question in as well. We are an LGBTI radio station. Tell us about your engagement with the LGBTIQ community.
So absolutely. If someone wants to contact us, salamfest.com is our website. Our Facebook page is salamfest.au. The second question was, with Salamfest, it's a non-judgmental space. People from any background, any faith, any orientation can come, celebrate our traditions with us, and we take pride in that. And we have a festival. Our festival is happens in the most iconic Melbourne places. We started off with the State Library. For the last couple of years, it's Federation Square, and this year we are adding Queen Victoria Market. We will be also having one at the Arts Centre, and we have the best Sufi singer coming to Salamfest.
Wow.
So do come. It's a free festival and celebrate our traditions with us.
Awesome.
And Madeline?
Yeah, it's so it's Little Dreamer's 10th birthday this year. And
so you've been going for 10 years?
10 years.
Did you? And you founded it?
I did.
10 years ago?
Yes. Are you trying to work out how old I am?
No. Well, I love being surrounded by youth. It makes me feel alive.
I'm 26. So I founded Little Dreamers when I was 16.
Wow.
It's a funny thing. Whenever I say we've been going for 10 years, everyone gives me this weird look, like they're trying to kind of work out how old I am.
Yes.
So it's our 10th birthday this year, and we've grown incredibly fast over the last sort of 2 years, really. And we're opening our doors in New South Wales and Queensland on the 1st of April 2020.
Wow, well done.
So it's very exciting at the moment. We're hiring. We've got a lot of jobs going at the moment. So if anyone's looking for a job, head to our website, littledreamers.org.au. But there's lots of ways to get involved with Little Dreamers. We're also, there are a lot of programs that are specifically run for LGBTIQ carers. We like to think that our programs are inclusive and can be targeted where they need to, but we are a very non-judgmental organization as well. We come from lots of different diverse backgrounds and walks of life. So if you'd like to get involved, Little Dreamers online or littledreamers.org.au, we just got a new website and I still say the old one, volunteer opportunities, jobs and spread the word about young carers as well.
So you've had some funding, you've had some income from somewhere?
Yeah, so over the past 2 years we've actually been able to get quite some substantial government funding, so both state and federal government funding, but it took us 8 years of building those relationships to get there, and we still have a lot of philanthropic and individual support. We have a regular giving program and things like that, but really it's been going for 10 years, but we only employed our first staff member 18 months ago. We've got 12 now. And 75 incredibly committed volunteers. So it's been an incredible couple of years for us.
And Aisha, you're still evolving and growing. You have yet to secure an income source, I take it?
Yes. Like I said, all of our team are volunteers. We have jobs, day jobs, and in the evening we work on Salamfest, and we do pride on, you know, stretching a dollar to 100, so we are able to have it at the most public spaces. So yeah, we are evolving.
I think it's extraordinary, and you know, and the, you know, these two people and these two organizations,
very different but both fantastic,
very different, and you know, this is, you know, Aisha, what you said, you know, this is a Melbourne thing. It's not to say it doesn't happen elsewhere in Australia or the world, but Melbourne's environment allows this sort of these sort of activities to really grow. That's something
absolutely
something I'm really absolutely proud of. So it's the awards dinner is the 16th of November. I'm not sure if there are other tickets available.
I've got no idea, Mac.
The City of Melbourne have invited myself and Tass, but Tass,
unfortunately I can't make it that night.
Paul, our panellist, is coming along, so you're going to see us on the night of the 16th.
Ah, I'm very excited.
And good luck.
Yeah,
good luck. And if you do win, come back and talk to us again. But look, I take the point that you made, Madeline. It's not about winning. It's actually being acknowledged and having the light focused on, the torch focused on the work that you're doing.
Mm.
Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.